You might want to know.
Ah.
Ah, well, where is Steve, Jim? Yes. Sorry, this is an old joke that nobody can ever find Steve. And when they both worked together at IBM, Jim was appointed Steve's minder by IBM management, who didn't want to deal with Steve. not because of the technical code, just because of the other things. So hopefully when Steve comes back. But yes, please take the time to think of any questions you might have about what we're doing, where we're going wrong, what we might do better in future, and what you would like to see out of Samba, because this is not our project, this is your project too. Oh, really? Well, there you go. We should swap. We should be sitting down there, and everyone else should be at the front. No, he's... he's coming. Yeah.
Where's Martin?
No, Martin's missing. But, they are coming. Is Steve eating again? Chris? More coming. There you go. So here are the people who are working on Samba and developing it, breaking it. So,
Pastor over here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We have a question.
For breaking the silence of question, I have a first question. What do you want on your next conference?
Oh, I'm sorry. Cake would be. Sorry, I'm sorry, Hannes. There's something that I always do and I forgot to do for the first time this year. I do apologize. Firstly, I would like everybody to thank and applaud Cernet for hosting the conference. And for doing such an amazing job. They really have put on a great show. And I was saying earlier today that the sign of a great show is that I get really annoyed with two presenters because I want to see both of their talks and they're conflicting with each other. So, Jim, do you want to introduce the new team members? Because you know who they are. And, well, okay, you can do that. I've forgotten who they are.
There we go. Hi, I'm Gary. I work for work with Catalyst with Andrew. And how long have I been team member now?
About a year.
About a year, yeah. And I've been doing dev for far too long.
And then.
Hi, I'm Aurélien. I've been working on Civ's kernel and Samba and other SMB stuff for almost 3 years now. And glad to be part of the team.
Hi, I'm Noel, and I work with Aurelian and Jim at SUSE, and I'm doing some stuff on the Windows Search Protocol at one stage, and now I'm looking at Python porting, the dreaded Python 3.
If anyone wants Windows Search Protocol implemented, Noel has an implementation that is yet to be upstream, so that if this is something that you would find useful, shout at him, and you can get it upstream.
Hi. I'm Bjorn. I'm working for Cernet since 2010. And yes, I'm also happy to join the team.
Okay, so are there any questions, comments, things we could do better, things you would like to see, stuff that we suck at? By the way, there is, for people who are interested, we are planning to have a meeting on how to handle security issues. When is that?
That's just
as soon as this finishes, we're probably going to go into the email room, sit there and all shout at each other about various security issues. So. If you would like to be a part of that, please feel free to come and abuse us all. So, so are there any questions? I'm sure you have, yes.
Yay!
actually it was not a question, it was more for Caroline. Hi, and Kevin had a few comments about the disclosure of the LDAP Active Directory bugs password. Actually, she's doing a great work, and is this, and I just wanted to not to be, if I were too negative in my talk, I just apologize.
You guys are doing the work, so.
Yeah, well, I used to be release manager, so I know how what a stressful job that is. I must admit, I was telling Carolyn earlier that when I was doing release management, I literally used to have used to run to the bathroom sort of 10 or more times before the day before I actually had to do a release, because it's that stressful. And I think Carolyn smiled because she understands how stressful it is when you're about to release a bunch of new code on the world and you think it works, but you're never quite sure. So, are there any other questions, comments? So we're all perfect and we can just go home. We're finished. Yeah. Samba is done, everybody. That's it. We can all retire. We should probably make version 5. So I guess we can just talk a little bit about what we're planning. There's some VFS changes coming for 4.9. When would people... All right, I'm going to ask you guys questions because you're not asking me any. When would you guys like to see, say, a Samba version 5 with as many big changes as we can throw into it? Any particular demands or anything that you would like to see in a Samba version 5?
Well, if there is not 5, we can jump to 10 or 11.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we're 4 dot something. 5 is the next obvious number. Are there any specific changes that you would like to see for a Samba version 5? Dream big. What kind of things would you like to see in there? Anything? Nothing? Well, multi-channel, yes. Oh, thank you, Steve. Steve's here. Yes. Multi-channel, durable handle work, more clustered Samba, better integration with clustered backends. These are all file server things because I'm mostly a file server guy. And hopefully. Oh, POSIX extensions, thank you. That's Steve and I working on that. I'm sure there are many Active Directory improvements as well, but I'm going to let someone else talk about those. Better logging, obviously. And the other thing I think we need to address is better integration with cloud backend storage providers. So Amazon, Google, Azure, you know, although Azure already has their own file server. But never hurts to have two. anyone want to comment on Active Directory improvements coming? Andrew, you there? Anyone?
I think we've talked about those.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, in that case, thank you very much. And everyone have a safe trip home. And thank you very much for coming.